Well, in the past, satellite receivers were RF-based. You would have link frequencies, and you would shoot the stuff back over, you know, these RF links, and then you would do your signal-to-noise voting, you know, at the main repeater site. What would happen is you would faithfully transmit the air noise back to the main site, where a unit would do signal noise voting. So it was all, you know, and it was all very touchy, because you had to make sure the links had to be perfect. They had to be rock solid, full quieting. You couldn't introduce any noise with your links. It had to be the same, you know, frequency characteristics, because signal noise voting operates in a specific range, you know, and so you have to make sure that you didn't have a difference of, audio characteristics that could give you falses and whatnot. Today, though, what we're doing is we're doing what's called All-Star voting. So it uses All-Star, and basically it uses, you know, it could use the Internet, but we're using the 44-net that we've installed at all the sites, so we get rid of latency issues, things like that. And, you know, then the GPS timing ensures even further that everything is, rock-solid timed. And then, so there's no problem which receiver it picks. And, the audio will be exactly in step because of the GPS timing. But I got to get in the door. We can talk about this more anytime, but I do got to get in the door here. After yours, W8FU.